Alright, and welcome to the Caffeinated Podcast. We're outside of the usual place, Red Cups Galore. In Stuart, it's hot as balls in the fucking November, so that's terrible.
It's Florida.
Yes, it is. That was Burger King Jeff. We got all our friends here, so everybody say hi. Do your thing.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
And who are you people again?
I am Jeff.
Yeah, you are.
That's I'm Bart. Sir Barton of Slade.
Sir Barton of
Slade.
Jeff, are you going
to... I am Jeff.
Oh. And that's who? Isis.
Redheaded Rhonda.
Redheaded Rhonda.
Red Army Rhonda. That's what it was.
Red Army.
Yeah, Red Army.
Red Army.
Who the fuck let the skirt in the kitchen?
Holy shit.
I just figured I'd come out of the gate roaring on this one.
You might as well. Yeah. Fuck them.
She has triggered hashtag.
We made it to 14, so.
14, so we're still running.
Yep. Halloween was pretty good episode. We did all right. It was
Halloween
more...
recap. Yes.
We'll do Halloween.
Well, that was I know. We're like, what, about 2 years after Halloween?
2 years? You mean 2 weeks?
No, 2 years.
2 years.
I meant what I said, Rucker.
So,
Justin is stunned.
I got us some new corporate sponsorship.
Oh, yeah? Who'd you get?
It was because of, our album for Don't Help Yourself with the Lawn Clippings.
Yeah.
I had to change the name slightly because I screwed up saying it just now.
Yeah, I thought it was Help Yourself to the Lawn Clippings.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So you know us even better.
I do.
We're running on new corporate sponsorship.
Okay.
It's Green Coast Company. It's vegan cuisine.
Okay.
Yeah. Called I Can't Believe It's Not Mulch. And the company's slogan is We Bake What You Rake. So
you can get that at Home Depot. Can you?
Probably.
There you go.
You work there.
No, I don't. I did. I don't work there now. I'm a loser. So this week's been really... where's my drink? There it is. It's been very butthurty this week, apparently, with the whole fucking Red Cup situation. I don't get it.
Oh, boy, we're getting all topical now.
I mean, yeah, it's Christmas time. I mean, the music's playing is Christmas. Might as well get Christmassy topical. Yeah.
Well, we're not there yet.
Okay, good.
Let's get to the Thanksgiving shit before we do the Christmas.
Let's
do the Christmas stuff next month.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Apparently people just can't wait.
Why aren't you talking to the fucking microphone?
God, I didn't know I had to deep throat this thing.
You were doing it last time. Wait, hold on. No.
But apparently people can't wait for their holidays. It's got to be like 3 months ahead of time.
Yes.
Just like our seasons are fucking up and it's hot in November. It's just...
That's why it's so much easier just being a godless heathen.
I would be inclined to agree.
I like being a godless heathen.
Heathen? And then heathen?
Well, after last time's genocide talk, I mean, I figured, hey, why not?
At least if you're a godless heathen, you don't have to worry about this Red Cup crisis.
I'm just glad you're no longer a spokesperson for Volkswagen.
Yeah, me too. I couldn't believe that. Holy shit.
No, but Halloween went well. How did everybody's Halloween go? We'll go ahead and just steamroll that real quick.
Well, me, Isis, and Burger King Irish Continental Jeff, we went over to Spooky Empire and did radio stuff. That was... that was fun with the panel nobody gave a shit about.
I heard, you were saying that was a fucking nightmare.
Trying to explain to everybody how we fucking do this is not as easy as it looks. I don't know why, because to me, this is like third grade fucking coloring.
Yeah.
You know? But you were there.
I think the blank faces didn't help much.
No, I'm like, what am I working with? So we did that, and then there was all the author panels again. Hey, anybody got any questions for authors?
See, it makes me wonder how many people sitting in that panel were actually just stuffed bags with masks on them.
it's actually kind of accurate to what it looked like.
This is
like
holding my place so I have a place to sit down later.
That's like the dummy me and Jeff wanted to buy at the Halloween store so we could put in the car when you get pulled over by cops.
There you go.
It's like it wasn't me. He drove.
It wasn't me. It was the dummy driving.
We would be drunk,
take no blame.
Yeah. So that's what we did for Halloween. But you guys had fun at the con. I had fun for the most part. Yeah, party wasn't what it should have been, but whatever.
Yeah, it was all right. Other than the lack of after party, it was pretty fantastic. And the, of course, ban on alcoholic beverages everywhere but the room.
Yeah, it was kind of shitty. Other than that, the hotel was but it was still spooky. It was good. Bart, what'd you do on Halloween?
Me and my nephew went over to Jeff's mom and dad's house and
it had some good food. I was, although I was nursing a horrible leg infection, but
yeah, you were not standing up most of the time.
So you did not take Dylan trick or treating.
Well, Dylan's 14 now.
And so what? I went trick or treating.
But you know,
we're not going over this again.
Oh yeah.
He just didn't feel like it. It's, you know, some people grow out of it early. I mean, I trick or treated up until I was like 16, but
that's true.
19.
That was purely for greed.
Obviously, I was there with them.
I would hope so. We're just going to go to Jeff's house. Fuck Jeff.
At the folks' house, Halloween, all that. Passed out candy to kids. I may have yelled at a couple. There were two little kids in blackface that...
For real, no rings lost or nothing.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Well, it was because they were wearing these, like...
Was it camo?
It was like Transformer car costumes, and they needed their faces to not be visible, but these kids were blonder than me.
Wow.
And so what you had was, like, these two blonde kids with caricaturistic blackface makeup going. Like, around the eyes, it was blank.
Oh, Lord.
And, like, Kyle was sitting next to me when I'm handing the bowl up, and then he just noticed me vapor lock. And I was like, oh, happy Halloween! And then the second kid pulls up. I can't handle it anymore. I start laughing my ass off. And then he sees what I'm laughing at, and he just cracks the fuck up in front of God and the world.
And there was the drunk mother.
There was a drunk
mother. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was like...
the only one. Yeah,
pretty much Halloween in that neighborhood now. It's like every 30 seconds people come up to the house. It's a little Maury Povich show, you know?
Did you guys see that thing on Facebook with the mom that let the kids up and then she just took all the candy for herself?
Yeah, I saw that.
Wait, so other than blackface children that should not be doing that, basically, the Halloween was tame compared to the parties
we
had.
Oh, yeah, it was just a regular night. But, right. I mean, well, the one part that was maybe a little irregular was, you know how there's, like, slutty versions of costumes come out every year. People didn't really appreciate my slutty Ed McMahon costume. Which, granted, was really just a wife beater, boxers with hearts, and then the sock suspenders that come up. And, you know, they
Jeff dumping his drawers going, hi-yo!
Well, no, it wasn't hi-yo. It was Star Search era Ed McMahon. So kids were coming up, and I was scaring the shit out of them by going, and now, kayak! So, you know.
But isn't that normal every day?
Yeah.
Jeff also decided to turn...
Only I had way more clothing on Halloween.
Jeff also turned his mother's truck into a haunted house.
Yeah, well, I got a little buzzed, hid in the truck, and kept honking the horn.
Little kids would come up.
And one kid nearly threw his bucket across the yard. It was pretty good.
That was still very tame compared to the stuff we used to do.
5-year-old kid dressed up like Spidey.
Bart wasn't there for the parties, but between me, you, and Matt, and everybody else, we used to get fucking stupid.
Oh, I was actually, maybe a year ago, the neighbor next door, Buddy, was talking about, man, I miss when you guys had those parties. All those big-titted chicks would show up.
That's true.
Speaking of big-titted
I was like,
chicks,
well, damn,
Kyle
buddy.
Kyle got really drunk.
Kyle, you got drunk?
You didn't get that drunk.
Obnoxiously drunk. Like
was he birthday drunk?
You know you're drunk when you start peeing in the kids' candy buckets. That's when it's too much.
We know Kyle's drunk when he talks about the male anatomy way too many times.
Dude, I do that when I'm sober.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's pretty penis-oriented when it comes to his language.
So Halloween was pretty good. I have to say that, you know, it was a good season. We did a lot for the horror stuff and the radio shows, and me and Nicole like Halloween every day anyway, so it was cool.
It was awesome seeing the Munster Mobiles. They were pretty bitching.
And the Bandit.
I bought an eye patch so I could look like, you know, poor man's Deathstroke, and Kyle kept saying, what happened? Bukkake accident.
Well, when did you get that Deathstroke mask? The one that's
I got that.
It was like 2 days ago.
Yeah, a couple days.
Oh, so you didn't have it for Halloween because that's pretty cool. Wish.
No, he just wanted it.
Well, I don't blame him. Fuck, it's Deathstroke mask.
Fuck yeah!
All right, so Halloween. That was Halloween, and then now it's Christmas, even though it's November. So that was
no. Fun. It's not fucking Christmas.
I know.
Wait, there's a Harley gang. Born to just fucking go. God damn it.
Big shout out to Sandy and Liam. They just got done with their Drunkenated for Guy Fawkes Day. That was pretty fun.
Yes.
Oh, please tell me somebody ran with a flaming barrel of tar and lit an effigy.
No, they got lost in their garden and found a secret hole out.
Nice. That is actually really epic. Go Sandy and Liam.
And they were drunk.
What kind of wine is that?
That takes...
A secret
You
wine.
Can only do that while drunk, really. If you're in your own backyard, I know they call it a garden.
This is what makes London so magical. Or
if you're in your own backyard and you find a secret hole out of there, you have to be drunk to actually give a shit enough to find that.
This is what happens where you live, where Harry Potter comes from.
Well, you got to remember...
So I have no idea how Liam sounds.
No, it's more
sounds.
Like Narnia.
So I can just imagine him like, I send it, I find a fucking hole. You get
it
the fuck out
Irish,
of here.
Actually.
Oh, that's very good, Liam. We can escape finally. You fucking daft cunt.
But they gave us all a shout out on the, and they recorded all this and sent it to me.
Sandy drunkenly asked.
I have not listened to it yet. American
it's accent. Fucking funny. And then they start playing organs later. It was weird. But no, they love us over there, so we want to give them a shout out. They love Bart's accent. They were drunkenly trying to Facebook message call us Saturday
they
night.
They succeeded. Yep. I got a call Saturday, and it's, hello, this is Sandy.
She's so adorable. I love her voice.
No, Sandy's
I'm just
great.
Calling
She's
you, Bart, because we wanted to hear your accent. I'm like, okay, this is going to cost me a lot of money.
No, but seeing as how they're the ones who want to hear your accent, you can charge.
You know, have you seen that?
This would be like the Corey hotline in the
80s. Yeah, but E-money that's got the E at the end. It don't have the dollar sign.
There's
better
actually
exchange
E-120,
rate.
E-120, E-this. The fuck that E
For the
sign.
Euro?
It's all Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's Bitcoin.
Honestly, there's a whole thing on old British ladies doing sex phone calls. And you'll see them. They're actually... Like very elderly women, and they have like they'll be like painting their fence, and they're slapping the paintbrush against the paint can.
Oh, that's my
like,
ass.
Oh, do you hear that? You hear how wet I'm getting? And I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, so
how does slapping
exactly do you go? Because I'm very interested.
It was actually on the History Channel, I think.
Seriously though, how does
channel.
Slapping a paint can equal getting wet in a sound effect? Who's their Foley guy?
I do not know, but they had
it's like yeah, play
showing...
that cowbell, baby.
Right? They were actually
of course Skidamax, man.
What they you know they're doing these dirty phone calls, but the funny thing was like. They're like, you know, you're not getting what you pay for, which women in London are very thin. You know, they wear the stupid, ridiculous high heels. They run around the metro. Don't ask me how they do it. They're wizards, apparently.
Well, Harry Potter.
Exactly. But these women that do this are actually very elderly. And, yes, they'll use anything around them to make these sound effects. So what I caught was
like
the paint can and the paintbrush being slapped as if she was slapping her snapper biscuit. Shall
so
we say?
These old ladies are like, I want to touch your Wilkins.
almost.
Look, we managed to get through one
Good
night
job.
Where the phrase snapper biscuit was used unironically. So
yes.
But since we're talking about British people, it should be like snapper crumpet.
Just a minute.
They
well,
have biscuits.
Biscuits over there too.
They have
yeah.
biscuits.
That's
but we will
yeah,
we will be
concrete.
Doing a We will
break your fucking wooden.
No,
yellow,
actually,
green
their
British
food's
teeth.
Delicious.
We'll be
thought
doing
biscuits.
Yeah, dude,
I thought.
Have you ever had a crumpet?
God, mm-hmm. Kyle, you're not on the mic. Shut the fuck up.
He heard crumpets. He's off the chain now.
You ever had a crumpet?
Too much. Stop.
God damn.
Now I'm this thinking of Casey Jones apart. Going crumpet. You ever heard a cricket?
Hey, yo, fuck you, Mikey.
And Kyle's like, you ever had a crumpet? They're fucking delicious. The spotted dick they got in the can. Those little fucking cookies. Scones. What are they fucking that tea? Fuck the tea. It's they serve it in these little urine sample cups. It's piss warm.
Hey.
When the fuck did that turn into Roddy Dangerfield?
I don't know. He's suddenly turned into fucking biscuit and all that.
But anyway,
going over the edge. I'm waiting for John Madden to come out on that one.
You know, you gotta throw the ball and catch it to get a touchdown to win the game. Yes, John,
yeah,
I know.
Just no, imagine.
When he does the John Matt, holy shit.
Him ordering English food. What is this spotted dick in the can? It was just put over there. Like, just put it over the table. And then get the cookies, the little skull things.
Cookies.
Beans and bangers and mash. Put it over there in a line. And touchdown. Ace is the place of hardware.
Is that your Ace Hardware?
It's a commercial.
No, I used to whore Ace Wood Hardware. Nails, hammers.
I had a video game back in the day. I still
Yeah. Nobody could beat it.
But they'll be here in March, so we'll do a special caffeinated with Sandy and Liam. So that'll be fun.
Sandy and Liam.
That's well, the most angrish sounding names ever.
Sandy and Liam?
Sandy and Liam.
Everybody's the way you say it.
Everybody's name is like Clive and Liam and John or Bob or Bill.
David Tennant.
David Tennant.
Matt Smith.
Speaking of limeys, that one cook fuckers in my town.
You talking
angry
Gordon?
Gordon Ramsay?
Gordon Ramsay it up his assy? Yeah, him.
Oh, he's gone already.
Dude, I love him.
I actually don't have a problem with him.
I think he's funny.
Every time I've seen him on TV freak out at people, he was absolutely right to do it.
Yeah, if you actually, I used to think he was a fucking dick, to be honest, but I saw the old shows actually in London called The F Word, and he was spot on bloody fantastic.
Like Sam he even, wow, figure. way to pander.
I'm just saying, you know, he raised these pigs, right? He had his daughters like feed them. He made a spot for them in his garden, and then he like killed them and ate them. I was like, you win coolness
that's
points right there.
If you watch his show, the one where he fixes people's restaurants and shit. If you watch the ones in England, he swears, but it's not as bad as here, because over there, they actually listen to his advice.
Yeah.
Over here, we get...
Here, they want to argue with him, so they just piss him off.
Here, it's like, beep, 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 Morse code. Because everybody
like, to this day, one of my favorites is, like, some, you know, little modern independent woman type was yelling at him when he was trying to fix the place. And he finally just, you stuck up precious little bitch!
I'll skull fuck you with my stones and my crumpets.
This pork is so raw. This spider is trying to save it. Fucking babe.
To be honest, though, there are times where he's like, just do you want to be successful or do you want a shithole? Because you can have a shithole.
You fucking cunt.
Actually, there was one I saw in England that, well, actually, it wasn't England. It was set in Paris, but, you know, he's from England. That's where the show was. But this chick from Paris actually totally botched her restaurant. And he was like, fuck it. I'm going to buy it. And he did. And, like, he was like, you have a great location. You're in Paris. This place is the tits. The only reason you're fucking up is because you're a stupid bitch. So he actually went in there when she refused to go to work and then was like, you know what? I'm going to buy her out. And he did.
The guy knows his shit.
Right?
Fucking frog cunt. Get out of my restaurant.
I wish she used the word cunt more. It's usually fuck.
Well, you know,
he's got kids. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Over here,
Bill Cosby. That's Phil Flying Phil.
I've never seen his kids.
You can't.
I saw like something online where the kid was like fucking flipping out on one of the people.
All right, Kyle.
What, his daughters?
I think.
Well, they take after their dad.
England,
I mean, they're
like
going
to
freak out on somebody.
To the great,
you just see the
late great
camera pan in on him. He just looks so proud.
You want to go really wrong? You know what? You should check out Bindi Irwin. She is freakishly hot. It's really weird.
Oh, the Crocodile Hunter's daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
crikey, awesome. She's got a set of tits on her.
Jesus. Oh,
why is she named
too?
After Indian tomato soup?
Exactly.
So what happened, Bart? The guy
know.
From Motorhead
oh,
died?
Yeah, one of the original drummers from Motorhead passed away today. Phil Filthy Animal Taylor.
Leatherface died, too.
Yeah, Gunnar Hansen. Yep. Yeah.
And then the dude from Teenage Bottle Rocket. That sucked, too, because he's a good drummer.
I don't know who that is.
So is it too early to say, keep the change, you filthy animal?
Wait, what?
Oh, wow, you're the only one who got that, Jeff.
I know that. Died today by strangulation by a really big Motorhead fan.
Oh, yeah.
This is Tom Brokaw. They were celebrating the death of ISIS. Pissed off Bart to such a degree that he leapt over Jeff and unscrewed her head like a light bulb.
Yes.
Well,
she
you know,
wasn't
what?
The save.
You know,
she'll be buried next to Gerald Ford.
Let's not forget that I have what is it now? The Russians on my side because apparently I'm a communist.
I have my brother.
You like
on
Red
my
Cup,
side.
So yeah,
he is.
I do. I support the Red Cup.
Are we going to get into this Red Cup debacle?
No, we're not going to get into this.
What are you talking about?
Crisis.
I've been waiting.
Why do we have to get it? Everyone else has been getting into the Red Cup thing. What could we possibly contribute?
Let me ruin it. Two girls, one Red Cup.
that does ruin it.
There we go.
Mic drop.
That might get more views.
No. Yeah, only if you trick them.
I'm sure someone's already working on filming that.
No, I've seen enough.
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's just terrible.
Well, we're done here. Good show, everybody.
It's not a good show.
Hey, 20 minutes is good. That's good enough for me.
What?
What?
I just love whenever you say that and he gets really indignant. What do you mean, it's only 20 minutes?
N-word,
I
know. Please. Hey, I kept my rings.
I said N-word. Censoring now?
You got,
hey, where'd that come from?
You got tambourines?
What?
Tangerines.
You do the shittiest cockney everywhere.
What? What?
I think Bart's saying leave the accents to him.
I'm not doing an accent. I was asking about tangerines.
Tangerines.
I thought I couldn't hear you mumbling over there.
Chicken necks?
All right, this is going to get into a real
okay,
episode Ralphie, real quick.
Get off the stage,
let's all talk shit about everybody we don't like. Bart, I have problems
here
with
comes
you.
Morse code. I hate Morse code.
I can honestly say that I only have problems with one hipster cunt. And he's in this area.
Jeff, what did you do?
Other than that, I'm golden.
I don't know. I just like throwing you.
Everyone alone lately.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's getting old.
I hate
old.
Jeff Boots.
Yeah, I think he got old.
Look, if we're going to keep it, we're going to be busier than the drummer for Def Leppard as a short order cook. So, yes. I mean, let's.
Man.
All right. Damn. Let's, Jeff, wrangle it in.
What wrangle we, it in?
I don't know.
Everybody shut the fuck up.
All right. Good show. Bye.
Next topic.
Jeff.
We're not actually done.
No, we're done.
We're bringing in the heartache.
All right.
Is this Dolly Parton we're listening to?
I don't know.
It's Christmas.
Oh. Tits Parton. Dolly Tits.
Dolly Tits.
I think she's bouncing them off her fucking knees now.
They're not real. No, she has a maintenance plan on those. Are you kidding? They're insured.
Yeah, by the same thing that's keeping Mount Rushmore up.
Plaster of Paris?
No, Pittsburgh Steel.
She's got a pit crew for her tits.
Tit crew.
Hold them up. Yeah, the tit crew.
There you go.
We work for Dolly Parton's tit crew.
Left one sagging.
She has her. She
so,
has her
after tonight, we decided that we are now changing the name of the Caffeinated Podcast to Dolly Parton's Tit Crew.
You know, if I'd known that was going to happen, I should have wrote the other guys, but keep it. But instead, I fought for it.
We'd also like to thank the other guys for being gracious about that in the face of Justin being nice about that. So,
yeah, I'm moving really on. Glad I had to be nice.
Since we're complaining about something, I need to complain
about
something. The newest trend with the guys in the bro-dozers.
Okay.
They have lights and shit coming out from under their truck now. They look like rolling fucking Las Vegas at night. Why? Why?
You see them rolling. Are you hating?
Well, I mean, I just think that they're being kind of half-assed. If they're going to do this, then they need to do what those Japanese truck drivers do.
What?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, the semi-trucks in Japan, they look like gigantic Vegas buildings.
Cool.
Like, they're insane. I forget the name of that. It's actually kind of a subculture, but...
Yeah.
Because everything there is.
Yeah.
But the bro-dozers, every
it's
time
because
I
they have vending machines on the side of them.
No, they're actual operating semi-trucks.
So what's across the street?
Well, when I see them, I just want to get mashed potatoes and try to make a mountain on a table like fucking Dreyfus did in... bro-dozer.
Oh, Close Encounters?
Yeah, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah, I wasn't really thrilled about that movie.
Dragon when you said that.
That's a legendary movie.
It's all right.
Yeah,
I think Mac and Me is better than E.T.
This one sucks.
Batteries not included.
The movie it would have made a lot more sense if they let the aliens live at the end.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
So, I don't know what those bro-dozers are doing. I know people are fucking rude, though.
They're trying to have planes land on them as they go down the road.
No, this is my corner.
Right, we're wrapping it up. Let's go.
I like how we're having this whole sub-dialogue over.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
This podcast...
Who broke the fucking prompter?
We're like talking and we hear just...
We don't have a budget. I don't know who lied to you.
Are we going to get a prompter?
No. Why? Do I have to type shit out?
I have a question about copyrights.
Talking shit. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be the first fight on our podcast.
Kyle, shut the fuck up.
I'm about to whoop Jeff's ass. Son of a bitch.
All right, let's all play nice.
I just got yelled at.
I don't know why.
As funny as that is, and it will never not be funny, that was all me. Don't yell at him. I guess all I was doing was saying you look like J.J. Abrams' retarded cousin.
Who? I do? That's fine. I've accepted it.
This is an awfully hostile podcast.
I know. Why can't we just... That's fine.
That's fine. Yes, definitely. Wapner 314.
Hey, we're talking shit about somebody doing that stuff.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Don't clip-clop into that one, Jeff.
No, I'm going full gallop. Wapner!
Are we bringing back Prejudice Pony and the Hooves of Hate? Because I missed that sumbitch. That was the first episode.
Really? How?
How the fuck did we make it to 14? This is the worst, I don't know.
Because we haven't checked about copyrights.
Shut up. I hate that fucking question.
This podcast is going okay. Well, let's talk about TV shows.
Shh, bro.
Look, this is the most consistently I have done anything with the microphone ever. So
that's true.
I was originally not even going to be here tonight. So.
We're glad you're here. Yes, Sandy's happy you're here.
Sandy, which is surprising.
Please just punch that you're here.
It's like I managed to cap off the last two jobs by right around 9 o'clock.
That's good.
And then I had to head home, feed the dog, and all that, and finally get up here. So
that's how is she doing? Great.
Huh?
Dog
how
is good.
How is she doing? The dog.
Oh, still a dog.
That's good. Oh, that's good. I need to hear she turned into a triceratops or something.
What? Yeah.
Drinking shit.
The dog can morph.
God damn right.
Bart's
not willingly.
Bart's irresponsible with his dogs. They fall off mountains and shit.
Oh, you tell them, oh yeah, Fallout 4. Yeah. Apparently, I thought I lost my dog. I was supposed to like kill these raiders, but I walked right in front of like two huge gun turrets and they lit my dog up like a Christmas tree. And I was like, God damn it, I just got it.
I saw that they got like that special edition version with the actual
Pip-Boy.
Yeah, they got that in the bomb, too.
Yeah, and it's like, I guess it runs off the Android app or something. I thought that was kind of cool, just because I like props.
Yeah,
especially if they're working props.
And this one definitely does.
But what about the part where you jumped off the cliff in the dark?
Yeah, I was in my mech suit, and I was all ready to fight one of the Death Claws. So I leap off this building, like this scaffolding, and I'm like, Mr. Badass. Or actually misses, because my character's a chick. So I jump off, and as soon as I hit the ground, I'm like, got the Gatling gun. My dog follows me. I had to waste two fucking stim packs on this dog. It's limping around with like broken legs. You get real graphic with the dog. The dog's like, I'm like, you fucking piece of shit. So
yeah, you're yelling at it like a busted dirt devil.
That's what it basically was afterwards. And the dog always goes after, I mean, anything. The mole rats, those giant mole rats. I had like 700 stim packs. I'm down to like 3. All because of this fucking dog.
You know, there's probably a plot on there. Is because, you know, people have more empathy for animals than they do people. So like, oh, I gotta save the dog.
Not when I wanna kick ass on the game. I don't care.
You're like, fuck that dog.
Children, puppies, anything. If you get in my way, you are fucking collateral damage when I wanna kick some ass. Those goddamn death claws, I hate those fucking things with a fiery passion in all the Fallout games.
Yeah, I like Fallout. I haven't played it yet, so.
It's okay. I mean, it's there's easier parts compared to, you don't have to go to every little thing, open it up, and find out. It immediately lets you know if something's there. But there's also pain in the ass things like build up your armor, build up your guns. You never have everything you fucking absolutely need when you want to do it.
Right.
So it's like, you have everything but this rose petal that you have to walk 700 fucking miles north in the middle of, you guess it, fucking Deathclaw country to get so you can complete, I don't know, make your gun a little more badass than killing bugs.
Sounds intense.
Yeah, sounds intense. So anyway, that's Fallout.
Goes with whatever Fallout guns 4. Those are.
I just see everyone's eyes glaze over. And I'm like...
Okay. There's huge mosquitoes in it, yeah. In the game, I'm serious.
Are they really?
Yes, they're fucking huge.
You're in a post-apocalyptic Fallout world where a nuclear Fallout.
Well,
nuclear
I gathered that. I just didn't know they bigger. Would actually
did
incorporate
you?
Mosquitoes.
Did you gather that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got nothing.
I did once he mentioned his dog
racial
falling
slur.
Off a cliff. I was like, I need to look this up to make sure no dog actually fell off a cliff.
No, he's Chomp and Wes are fine. They're at home chomping his shit.
Oh, if my dog fell off a cliff, it wouldn't hurt them the way
well, I just
are.
Wanted to know where there were cliffs in Florida. I'm like,
yesterday,
did
we
this
have,
happened?
Yesterday,
did we have
Chomper
cliffs?
Ate a or an aluminum fucking can and spit
true.
It up everywhere.
Jesus.
I found out the hard way walking barefoot on it.
Ooh.
Ew.
Ew, more like, ow.
Tetanus.
Yeah.
Tetanus is bad.
Tetanus.
So what else is going on?
I love how it all goes back to titties.
Anything? Titties. Titties is good. What else is going on? Anything? Yeah, red cups.
TV shows. I'm looking forward to Daredevil 2 or season 2.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah, Jessica Jones.
We never got to talk about this, but I finally got around to me being used to Arrow and Flash. I thought the first season of Daredevil was going to be, you know, like it. Of course, in Marvel Comics, Daredevil was always kind of like goody two shoes. No, Daredevil on Netflix is dark as fuck.
They changed that entirely when Frank Miller was writing Daredevil. And that was like back in the 90s. Like
season 2 is going to have the Punisher. I can't fucking wait. John Bernthal, the guy who played Shane in The Walking Dead, is going to play the Punisher.
Ash versus Evil Dead looks awesome.
What?
Ash versus Evil Dead.
I haven't gotten to watch that. I've been wanting to. Of course, I don't have the channel.
I don't have Stars either. I saw one episode for free. And
I don't have cable. I'm like living in the wilderness. So.
But let me just say that the first one came out in 30 years. So after 20-something years after AOD, we finally have
Evil Dead. It's all because the fan base wouldn't shut the fuck up.
No, even with the remake.
Jeff has a
sequel.
Ham radio.
Yeah,
hello from Poland. Want to talk to Jeffrey Boots?
Got the ham radio, and you know.
Well, you're building up the garage into a shop.
Yeah, I'm building up the garage into a wood shop and mechanic shop, kind of. And I'm not really focused on internet. I got the phone.
Yeah.
I might swap that out for some telegraph key or something, though, in case I need to get
Morse
a hold of the Rangers.
Boop, 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 boop.
Zip it a zap, don't do that.
Get an old can so you can sing Constant Sorrow into it for some reason.
Yeah, right.
I am the man.
I would love to hear Satchmo rap back in the day.
Cocksucker, motherfucker, titty ball bitch. Every time I look at you, you make my two balls itch.
You know what? That would have been great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to start finding a lot of song lyrics for you to do with that voice. Cause
butterfly in the sky, I can fly twice as high. It's in a book, just take a look. The reading motherfucking rainbow.
Speaking of motherfuckers,
I got some news.
Samuel L. Satchmo.
What's your news?
Speaking of Sam Jackson, I recently found out that in the 60s, he once held MLK's father hostage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was...
I had a dream! You ain't getting out of the couch, motherfucker!
It's like pneumonium chained to the radiator.
He was part of a group that was kind of like the Black Panthers if they were, like, Saudis.
I don't give a shit if your son marched up and down for our quality. You ain't
That's
getting up, old man.
That's hatred to everything.
The fuck you say?
Pretty much. So how was...
Stay away from the fridge. Ain't nothing but bean pies in that motherfucker.
Jeff and Isis went to a concert last night to see Not Sublime. How was that?
It was better than Sublime is now.
Well, Sublime. Obviously.
Are we not allowed to mention the band name?
You can mention Badfish.
Okay. You just
called them Not Sublime.
Because they're Not Sublime.
Well, either they're Sublime anymore.
I know!
Yeah,
I'm well aware.
Yeah, the actual Sublime group is bloody terrible. I thought the guys last night did a good job.
Bloody
really.
Again. Like you're goddamn one of them English people.
Yeah, sadly, Unsublime is better than Sublime.
Yeah.
Oh, you went?
Y'all see.
No, I Badfish. Saw a clip on Instagram.
Oh, that's who was you showed playing on there, and I just had to say it when I saw the one dude with the tambourine.
Yeah.
There's no way to play a tambourine on stage and
there
look cool.
There was actually
cool.
a
trombone.
Yeah, there was a trombone that was pretty fantastic earlier.
You can play a shit behind your back, you know, under the leg. You can be gangster with a fucking
dude, Davey Jones used to beat that
tambourine.
Let's see you do it with a tambourine.
I said
tambourine. No, you said tangerine.
I just saw tangerine.
We're all arguing again.
You could juggle with a tambourine.
Why are mommy and daddy fighting on Christmas?
Honestly, though, I was actually...
Not Christmas, you little fuck!
Oh, my God.
You need anger management. I'm suing you.
It's Kwanzaa.
I'm offended
Why don't you go
this?
Join 8-Bit Diner?
Ring!
Shots fired.
I actually thought the concert was very good, though. I enjoyed it.
Justin's like, it happened.
Oh, and we lost him.
We lost him.
He's flatlining.
Eat shit.
Justin, you okay? Oh, come on. They don't listen to the show, do they?
Oh, God.
I wouldn't be surprised.
If they do, I'm just going to say more.
Jeff's full of filth, Lauren filth.
Nelly.
Justin's like, I got some fucking editing to do now.
No, I don't care enough.
We'll just remove all that.
No.
Like Jeff backwards. No. Like,
well, the best part is he doesn't edit out the...
No, he'll say fagot.
You are a fagot.
You are a fagot.
Well, you know what?
That's like
me going back now and not playing the Predator clip I usually play on the show, which is a bunch of slack-jawed faggots around here. Next, you take this week's you a sexual tyrannosaurus.
Well, no offense to either of them on the show. Two-thirds of their show is in the hospital.
So it's, I'll just edit over edit over Jeff while I guess talking.
Is it bad that I don't feel bad about what I said before?
No.
I mean, I don't really know anybody.
The hospital part actually does all the hard work.
Justin.
I give him credit for that.
Justin. You just edit over Jeff like, shut up, just join it.
Just construct additional pylons.
Oh, my God.
Bring, bring.
Oh!
I think that went really well.
Why are we here? No, for real though. Thank you for other caffeinated for being cool because it really would have been.
We already cleared this shit out.
I know.
He's just really, really grateful.
What's in the fucking iced tea tonight, dude?
I
Morgan,
some love punch.
Morgan,
up
you
in there.
Already cleared this, okay? It's me, Rick.
Some fireball
already
cleared it. Coming out.
I'm clear, Rick.
I'm waiting. I love that boring episode that took 90 minutes.
You mean kickboxer with zombies?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to like finally turn into what was that on The Simpsons? The outtakes of Mr. Rogers. And one was Mr. Rogers drunk on the set. And,
what do you mean I can't take off my sweater? I'm hot.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
You know what?
I think my dad yelled at me about that one time when I was sick, when I was like 8, because I took up, we only had one TV. He's walking in, and I saw you watch when you're sick. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Fuck your neighborhood and that trolley. I'd rather look at cat's ass than see that trolley. Ding, ding, that Mr. McFeely's nuts.
You know what? Bart had a bad childhood. I think we should all pay him money.
And he was really kind of...
He had a bad childhood. Should we send you some
sort
money?
Of a Jungian drawback thing we were going through there?
Get him some bitcoins in
that
a
wasn't
hurry.
Just him. That wasn't him doing an impression. That was him reliving the moment.
I had a flashback.
You get one bitcoin, you can do whatever fuck you want.
That was like some Marlon Brando sense memory shit you were doing there.
Swallowed a bug.
You know, he did such a good job in fucking roping in Richard Donner that they made him pay him for Superman 2 even though he wasn't in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, here's some scenes from the first movie. Pay me, motherfucker.
Pay me, I was...
Well, it's like how Jack Nicholson still makes money off the Joker.
Oh, yeah. Especially when
he
shows up
because of the merchandising
picture.
Rights he had set with Warner Brothers.
Cool.
So, like, he banked off of that movie.
Him and Mark Hamill.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Mark Hamill, the Joker.
I still have no idea who that guy is.
What?
Mark Hamill.
Luke fucking Skywalker?
Oh, my God. Oh, you
okay.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, okay.
That was almost a facepalm moment.
This is why you're the goddamn cup.
From someone else.
Yes, cup.
Right?
Look, I'm sorry. I don't watch a lot of Star Trek.
And now
that was like
we
the
must
most
go nuclear.
Forced bullshit ever, dude.
You're welcome.
Use the force.
You clonk him on the head with your mic.
Use the force, Luke.
No,
use
these
the
are apparently
force.
Falling apart now. We don't want to break the mics.
No, please don't. I don't
use
have any
chair.
Money.
The Schwartz.
The Schwartz.
Oh, yeah, the Schwartz. Fucking
well, Mel Brooks is awesome, so we can't argue with that.
Burger King Jeff is wearing an awesome shirt. It says The Walking Dead.
Hey.
It says Chris Walken. He's dead.
Yep.
On the shirt. Oh, yeah.
Are they playing Jingle Bell Rock?
Yes. They're playing Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells,
Jingle
Bell
Rock. Doesn't
fucking
matter. It's November.
Doesn't matter. Fuck it.
All right. I'm just going to say this now because I can't fucking do it.
It's a Christmas talk.
I can't even.
Sajmo.
God fucking Christ.
God.
It's not Gizmo and Gremlin Satchmo.
Don't feed me after midnight, Cracker.
I just ended up reading a red Starbucks cup that says, there she lusted after her lovers whose genitals were like those of donkeys. And their omissions were like those of horses. Ezekiel 23:20.
I approve of that message.
So do I.
You might notice that I keep saying Christmas and Jeff keeps shooting it down. The reason why that is
you
because
care so much.
It's November. And being in retail half my life, it's fucking driving me nuts that Santa was in the mall today and he told me Merry Christmas. I'm not offended. I like Christmas in fucking December. It's goddamn November.
Justin,
it's not even fucking
Merry
after
Christmas to
Black
you
Friday.
Justin, you worked in retail. You weren't in France in 1914.
Jesus, nom flashback over Christmas.
All right, Marlon Brando.
It was the NBA, the whole battalion.
What the hell was that?
There's nothing to
watch. Firecrackers. Got nothing. We put peanut butter on my face.
I'm
back in.
I'm Scrooged.
I saw Santa. There's up there in the wire. They ain't stopping for shit. Don't fucking shoot. Don't fucking shoot. They ain't stopping for shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Never get out of the boat.
River Bravo 2. River Bravo 2. Check your fire. Check your fire.
What are you playing, Call of Duty?
No, it's from that Platoon.
I know.
No, you don't.
Ah, there's a bug on my screen.
He's well of a bug.
Imagine Satchmo as Sergeant or Gunnery Sergeant Hartman in Full Metal Jacket.
You better start shitting me, Tiffany Cufflinks, or I'll definitely fuck you up.
I'll sound like
your
a
eyeballs and skull fuck you.
Oogie Boogie. You sound like Oogie Boogie.
Boogie. Boogie.
Look, I'm just saying it's too early for Christmas is all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's too early for Crimbo. All that ripple dancing through my head.
So
I definitely personally enjoy Thanksgiving.
I do
me too. You get to eat like. Oh, that's another thing I was going to bitch about.
Facebook, you get the right place.
I had to delete somebody because all they do is post something about how the Pilgrims were the illegal aliens and the Indians and all this shit. Happy Thanksgiving. It's real bad. You know, one of these, like, guilt trip you because you're having a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Fuck you. It's good food.
Weren't illegal immigrants. They fucking invaded shit.
They feel that strongly about it.
It's because it's actual Americans trying to say it, which I always wanted to yell at them, be like, you're not Indians. Shut up.
That's like suburban white kid talking.
Honestly, my favorite.
Your thing's not even recording now.
Satin,
is it really?
No, I don't know. Let me see.
Damn it.
Jerk that cord. No,
yeah,
no, just
right?
Now. All right, go ahead.
All right. So anyways,
there you go.
As I was saying before, my
cord.
Mic decided to cut off and I need to jerk it harder. I was in the grocery store. This girl looks at my pentagram. She looks at my friend. She says, his pentagram. Not a pentagram to be confused with, you know, the pet Instagram.
Apparently.
But says, do you guys even celebrate Thanksgiving? And I just had to pause for a second because the stupidity did not register that she actually thinks that Thanksgiving is a religious holiday.
It is not.
And I was like, wow, it's
like
even
Valentine's
sad that you need
Day.
To disclaim that.
You got
yeah.
those pedicures tattooed on you.
Pedicure. It's like Medicare
you
for pets.
You got that damn there peckers on you.
Tiny stars.
No, if I were an idiot, I'd be like, oh, you guys must like Rush. I like the stars on
my favorite ones is, are you Jewish? I'm like, are you seriously?
They thought you had a story, David?
Yes.
To no. be fair, I mean, they're giving you the benefit of the doubt. I'll give them that one.
The worst one was after someone had asked me that, my brother gave me a Christmas card, you know, one of those ones that you put cash on.
Yeah.
And it says, happy fucking Hanukkah. I'm like, wow, you're
well,
a dick.
My brother went to a magnet school where supposedly intelligent children are supposed to attend.
Yes.
Well, he wore like Danzig shirts and stuff and Iron Maiden, and some kid asked him if he was satanic. My brother replied with, yes, I got those evil ways.
And that black magic woman?
Yeah, black magic woman.
Satanica. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Well, they asked him if he liked dancing. And my brother goes, I don't know how. And they go, huh?
Well,
dancing.
Did I ever tell you the Juggalo story?
Oh, fuck.
This should be good.
Well, Jeff knows. In Virginia, when I was living in Virginia years ago, these all, like, most of them were all Juggalos. And I'm, like, you know, sporting punk rock stuff. And they're like... Oh, fucking ICP. And I'm like, well, you know, there wouldn't be no ICP without the Misfits. So, like, Misfits came after. I said, not fucking Graves, you fucking idiot. Danzig. What, Zig? I'm like, I'm done. I walked away.
You were trying to converse with Juggalos. These are people who, not even people under the bridge, that live there shooting heroin in their veins and dancing on flaca.
They're wondering what the color yellow tastes like.
Yeah. They're wondering how magnets work. They're actually fucking with magnets. I got these out of my mama's fridge, yo. How'd they work? How'd I do that?
Man, mine don't have no batteries.
Fuck you, dog.
Those are Cheerios you fuck with.
I don't think they exist that much anymore, but this is like 10 years ago.
I keep licking double A's. Nothing happens.
You got to try a 9-volt.
9-volt?
Yeah, when you... Yeah.
Oh, I did that once, man. I was really fucking shocked.
Kyle,
I wasn't shocked when I licked mine. I was just surprised. I was like, wow, that's surprising.
Electric surprise. Well, this show could be better or worse. I don't know.
Hey, it's actually going good.
Yeah, I actually think you have good stuff to say and ask now.
You had a peeking moment. It kind of went.
Is that Chinese? A peeking moment?
Yeah.
Peeking duck moment. You know what? I'm really glad we made.
I'd rather stick with my Mandarin, thank you fucking much.
I'm really glad we made progress.
You're Mandarin up, Jeff.
Yeah, that or hey, the can't. You know.
We made good progress on our new little
very
session
Cantonese
here.
Sort of thing.
Cantonese.
I just wanted to get the last of the Chinese jokes out.
We're
of
just
way
being very Cantonese about things.
Scream of some young guy.
Fucking now, hate you.
If I ran a Chinese restaurant, I'd have all Chinese people working there, and I would hire Brian Blessed to take people's orders.
Oh, so you just want to scare the staff away?
Yeah.
Can we call it the Fuking restaurant where you can get your Fuking takeout?
They call it.
Remember, so
this is the Fuking restaurant.
Yes. So fucking retarded.
You want Chinese food?
Sofa Kings.
Come drive down here, die if you're way into our Chinese food.
I want Mark Dacascos to be the guy that takes orders. You want this on Iron Chef? He was not the Crow. Just saying.
No.
No.
Well, seeing as though the other guy was fucking worm food, he was the closest I ran to get.
What happened to the
I don't care how many little goth chicks I piss off.
I know one you
Bruce Lee's kid's dead. Get over it.
I don't think there is any goth children left, really. At least they're
out there.
They all turned into hipsters.
It's all subgenres now.
Yeah.
Subgenres? Well, give us an example. What am I talking to you for?
Yeah, what is a subgenre?
Shh, we're done. Quiet time.
You prompted this, by the way.
And I took it away.
You wanted to pull this fucking cord.
Vetoed.
Jeff's like, not the bees. Not the bees.
I'm having a Nicolas Cage moment
now.
Nerdcore? What?
Yeah, no, nerdcore's a thing.
My
dude.
Nephew is getting into some weird fucking shit. He's obsessed with the word kawaii.
Yeah, he's 14. Let him have it for the next 5 years.
Wait, he's
then
in
you can yell
kumquats?
Out.
What?
Kawaii.
That means cute in Japanese.
I know, but it's supposedly an American slang. It's not even a Japanese word.
What's it mean?
No, it actually is a Japanese
word. What
the
fuck are we talking about?
A lot of things are Japanese.
Fair.
Or it could be other languages' words.
Urban Dictionary said that was false.
It.
Wrong. It's not a Japanese word.
Actually, I can...
Don't care. Don't care. What's it about, Bart? What's the thing?
I don't know, but it's sort of a slang term, and it's something that, you know, my nephew, he'll never listen to this, but he made up his own little picture on his Facebook with him doing the devil horns that upside down the pentagram.
Okay.
Kawaii.
So he likes
and
Slayer?
He put Kawaii and stuff like that, and he's got all dark and stuff. And he's
I saw that. I thought he was just making a really weird postcard for Hawaii or something.
All right, anyway. Back to the nerdcore.
Right
what is
there.
That? Like nerd, like
You're
rap?
Wrong.
I'm nerd. Wrong?
Yep.
I've been to Japan for a couple
is
years.
Is it nerd punk? Like, what is it?
American slang.
They sing about, like, Mario?
Well, Americans are fucking stupid.
I guess. What are you saying?
I don't know what nerdcore is.
Same thing we did with the word dork and what? All them other stupid words we came out with.
I like dork.
Nerdcore was a nerdcore is like a form of music, right? That's all like video game based.
Oh, okay, okay. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Are they using a? Are they using Mario Paint for the music, and are they using the pad to play like a piano?
No, but usually they sound like they're using a Casio RX-7 keyboard from Radio Shack in the early 90s.
Good. All right, well, now I know. Very good. Very
bedroom,
nice.
Bedroom, mushroom.
I hope that there was a V there, not a...
Would you think?
No, what I said. I have all my rings intact.
You've been good. What do you think I said?
You still have rings?
I'm not going to repeat it.
I don't know.
I could re-listen to this and go, oh.
I said,
whoa,
good for them. Whoa. I don't know.
I thought we got rid of our rings last show.
I don't know how. We never discussed how you get your rings back. How does that work?
It doesn't happen.
You start friending random people that you don't know.
And then kawaii? Offending them.
That's totally kawaii.
Hawaii.
Why'd you friend me? I'm cute in Japan.
I think that was a Tom Waits song.
Yeah, but over here you're fucking ugly.
I'm cute in Japan.
You know, they pay by the pound over there.
You motherfucker.
Once again, it's Tom Brokaw. ISIS keeps pissing off Bart.
Well,
first Motorhead.
I can't win.
Beat
man.
The brakes off of her. She gonna be saying, "Y'all did me dirty, Grandmama, Grandmama."
What did I do?
You're a case number. Stop it. Going to beat the brakes off of you.
You know what? My. I'm happy.
I'm happy too.
So does that computer still have any battery power left, or are we just yelling at stuff? Happy.
No, it's still working.
Oh, wow. This podcast is going good, goddammit. Stop.
I am. We got rings.
Bart's
we
rings.
Step off the helm, Ahab. We'll
we
get through
rings.
This.
It's going good.
We have plenty more rings.
I got pretty soon he's going to have everybody like duct taped to a chair with a gun to their head. No, we're finishing the fucking show.
I was actually pretty proud.
I promised an exorcism, and I have not delivered.
When you came up here, though, you had, like, topics and everything. I was pretty stoked. Like, this has been good
so
far.
We did have topics. Yeah. We were talking about comic books and...
Hot Topic.
All kinds of awesome
and
shit.
Hot Topic shit.
It doesn't have topics. We just kind of randomly throw things out there.
And now we might actually get listeners. Look at that.
Oh. By the way, his bike's almost
Jeff
done.
Jeff shakes his head. No. Silly that? Bitch, no.
Bike?
Yeah, your bike.
Oh, the... Okay. I have a bike.
Progress.
All right, very good. Next.
Story done.
I have a bike.
Actually, as a little bit of a shameless pitch, I am planning to start up like a little side business building cafe racers. Don't have a name for it yet, so good luck finding it. But
Jeff's Cafe Racers.
We'll update as we go.
For those of us with vaginas, all I'm picturing is a motorized bar stool. So what is a cafe racer?
Yeah, in your case, it'd be upside down. Anyway.
Whoa!
Oh, that
Kawaii.
Is so mean. That's terrible.
I heard
that's
the Undertaker theme just...
What kind of...
Kawaii.
That's it. That's definitely a cut punt right there.
I apologize.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Kawaii 5-0 right there.
Kawaii. Disappointing.
That does not mean cute.
Gonna go through the quick history lesson. After World War II in Britain,
we're out of time.
No. You're gonna stay at that computer.
I didn't need you to go that in depth. I was just curious as
no,
to
it's,
what
it's,
the hell
it'll
it
only
is.
Take a minute. Back after World War II in Britain, the British really couldn't afford to build up hot rod cars like we were doing in the U.S., so they just built up hand-built motorcycles.
Wow, take a breath. That was fantastic, though. I
they
it.
Called them cafe racers because they would race from like the motor cafe to motor cafe, which okay. were they were kind of like
mods.
Britain's version of, well, no, I was going to say the cafes were kind of like Britain's version of the rest stops you'd see on the turnpike.
All right.
So that was kind of what they went from place to place and doing that. And
she was thinking they actually raced around a cafe. No, you bumped my sponsored dick over, you fucking cunt.
Honestly, no, I do believe that I heard that term before, but it was in reference to like some biker thing where they had bar stools that they were motorized, and actually like you had to catch a hot dog in your mouth as you were riding on it. Yeah,
no,
really
that's
ridiculous.
Called a mescaline fantasy you had.
To quote...
No, seriously, it was actually like in Daytona.
Oh my
no, it was in
God!
No, that wasn't in Daytona. I don't know what the fuck that was, but that wasn't there.
They're called cafe racers, not just in Daytona, but like bike rallies. where they actually put like motorized things under these bar stools, and you basically do jousting where someone holds up the hot dog and whoever gets it in their mouth as they're zooming down this little alley wins.
And then what do they wash?
Kyle,
it down?
I haven't, some other weird
I haven't drunk enough to listen to this right now.
Jeff, what do they wash it down with?
That's good.
Sick.
No, not that. No, hot dogs. What do they wash it down with? Come on, you know.
You do it.
No, you do it
no,
better.
It was things found on porn sites.
I'm going to beat everyone upside the head with a big black dildo for this. I'm trying to explain it as eloquently as possible.
Budweiser.
Exactly.
Cobb's weighing.
I was racing stools.
Harry Carey here.
I've never seen a motorized stool.
Good God.
I've seen the little motorized like, ice boxes.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Motorized.
And also lazy fucks at the flea market.
Still alcoholics.
Yeah.
Motorized Kyle.
Motorized Kyle. Hook a 49cc weed whacker motor to his ass. Put him on a unicycle.
And watch him scream bloody murder.
And then you have him light the grill.
I don't know where I'm going anymore.
Hit a wall there, Jeff. Hey.
Painted myself into a fucking corner with the Harry Carey.
Yeah,
thing.
I started bringing bug spray.
Bite him back.
Well, it's November. It shouldn't be like this.
It's November.
Normal in Florida.
I know.
Why that's okay. Yelling? Up north, it'll be so cold you can stand on your toilet. So
that's
November
good.
Or November.
Yeah, the
Florida
actual water
winter.
In the toilets freeze.
Yeah.
I've never had that issue.
I never had my
because you
freeze.
Live in Florida, Kyle. Florida,
these things don't happen.
You know I'm not originally from Florida, right?
No, I did not know that.
We know you're not.
Judging
from
by
Florida.
The douchey jewelry, I just assumed.
When I lived up north, a lot of times our
you don't have a microphone.
Out, so it's like fucking 10 degrees in the house. And I still never saw a toilet water freeze for some fucking reason. I think it's because, you know, most humans.
That's great, Kyle. No one's listening because you don't have a microphone.
Nobody cares.
Well, kids,
yeah. Benny, you, you muggle.
Benny the cow says
nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Right, whoa, I'm over here.
It's getting aggressive on the
nobody
podcast.
Nobody cares.
Well, I think that's it.
Nobody cares. Cares.
Are we up?
Yeah, it's,
nobody
it's
cares.
An hour. So.
I want my tape.
Nobody likes you.
This, nobody likes your cunt.
Go back to
this
your cage. No, nobody cares.
How many minutes have we been on?
58.
Ow. Nobody 58? Cares.
58. Let's
I'm about
make it an
to
hour.
Start doing that fucking
we're gonna win.
This is an hour.
I'm gonna win. I'm gonna.
Why
win.
Are we throwing?
Stranger
Kyle.
Danger.
That's fine.
He didn't bring his rape whistle. He was fair game.
Oh my.
I'll give him that.
Surprise!
The only balls he's gonna get on that.
And
whistle.
Kyle just vomited on himself.
Oh Lord!
It's okay, buddy. Every one of us has gambled on a fart and lost it.
Sorry, podcast. Jeff and Kyle are playing hockey sack. Right.
So again, if anybody is listening, thank you.
Nobody's
of course.
Listening to hockey sack with Jeff and Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cheers to Sandy and Liam once again.
Fake limey.
God damn.
Holy Jesus.
Fake limey say bloody all the time.
It's like Worf knocked out
I will definitely be gone for a while. So thank God for that. Get everyone to stop letting the fuse on their tampons
the
so that way they can calm down a little bit.
All I did
Who's
was repeatedly
tampons?
Kick Kyle's chair. What?
So this is imploding.
Yes.
Imploding.
Next episode, we're going to have a whole new cast, including myself.
ISIS.
We're just going to hire Chinese kids.
ISIS.
That's what everybody else
no,
does.
No, I care. You know, I love you. You're good people. No matter if you want to be a fake limey or not. You're good people.
Where do you even buy Chinese kids at this hour?
Walmart.
yeah, I'd go with that.
Sports section. Right next to the hula hoops.
You can always usually
Chinese
find one in an arcade, though. Don't
you know,
play the arcade.
I'm really, really worried about these fake coins that are on Facebook because I keep taking their bitcoins.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to use this currency. I don't know where it's been.
It's been in bits and coins.
Would you say it's an 8-bit?
Oh.
It's been in someone's naughty bits.
I already said it. Thank you, Dom. What?
I live here.
I live here too.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Sonny, go fuck yourself. I hate you, Sonny. Yeah. Fuck them. You know what? Fuck red cups and Christmas.
Why are you doing John Travolta motions with the microphone?
Because Jeff has more of a career
than
John does.
It's called the Doppler effect.
I thought you could help me move.
Is it over yet? Is it over?
Jeff and Kyle are having their big anus, little anus moment.
Daddy, I'd like to kick his ass.
Before we go, I need a Dr. Pepper and a Diablo sandwich to go. I'm in hot pursuit, you some bitch. Right to the moon.
How you doing?
Shut the hell up.
Go back.
Hey, we meet in an hour. All right, everybody.
Wait a minute. One last thing. If Satchmo were sheriff, fucking Buford T. Justice.
I was really hoping you were just going to say if Satchmo were Cher.
If I could turn back time, do you believe the sound of the Lord?
I am so glad I gave you that idea.
I can't.
I really don't think it's true.
You know what? I can't top that. We're done. That's a win.
Don't play with your pecker.
Too late. About it.
Well, fuck me running.
Welcome to the Crotch Crickets podcast, starting now.
By the way, Serge will be frozen in Burger King soon, so I'm excited for that.
Yes.
What about summer?
I said Serge will be in Burger King as a frozen drink.
Gonna go ahead and just trim like the last 10 minutes off of this show, right?
What is your obsession with Serge? That's
I'm not obsessed.
You.
It's a fucking thing.
Between you and Burger King, Jeff was like, look, I got a can of Serge. So do I. All right, good.
Everything's bad for you.
Serge especially. That's ground up crickets. You know that, right?
And it's delicious.
It's like, this tastes like a bad joke.
And this is Dolly Parton's Tit Crew, and we're out.
Bye. Jeff Caulfield here, just washing himself with it.
I would if I could.
Goodbye.